Hallelujah, hallelujah. Happy Christmas Eve. Good morning. This is Jim's Glory, Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England with the morning glory. I want to talk to you about giving. Do you know, it's often a beautiful thing to give. Look at the looks on the children's faces when they open the Christmas presents, that great big beaming smile of pure joy. Or what about your loved one, maybe your wife, your husband, your boyfriend, your friend, a work colleague, when they receive a present that they did not know they were going to get, that you'd hidden somewhere where they couldn't find. Do you know, and you look at that absolute, for a second, they drop the guard and the honest beam comes to the face. It's a great thing. Now, God promises to us who give some most amazing promises. And I want to read you a few of these scriptures that promise great stuff to you when you give in good spirit, not to get back, but because you give, because you want to love. For example, Proverbs 3:9 says, honour the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruits of all of thine increase, so that thy barns may be filled with plenty and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. Hallelujah. Proverbs 11:25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Hallelujah. Proverbs 22:9, he that hath a bountiful eye shall be blessed, for he giveth of his bread to the poor. Hallelujah. Proverbs 28:27, he that giveth unto the poor shall not lack, but he that hideth his eyes shall have a curse. Ecclesiastes 11:1, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days. Isaiah 58:10, and if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity and thy darkness be as noonday. What about Matthew 10:42? And whosoever shall give to drink unto one of these little ones a cup of cold water, only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise lose his reward. Luke 6:38, give, and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet, withal it shall be measured to you again. Hallelujah. Luke 14:14, and thou shalt be blessed, for they cannot recompense thee, for thou shalt be recompensed at the resurrection of the just. And the last one, 2 Corinthians 9:7, every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Today, are you a cheerful giver? Those people around you who you've given presents to, have you done it out of goodness or because you have to, because it's tradition? You know, I often like this little saying that today is a gift from God. That's why we call it the present. I like that one. And what are you going to give your loved ones today? My best present this year was a new start and a new beginning. Those of you who followed the Morning Glory know I went through two real major times of trouble this year. One, the breakup of a long-term relationship. And very difficult, thank you for the support. And B, the trouble that towards the beginning of December with the people I was helping and all the fear and the anguish. I've had two great presents, two great starts, and God has been good to me. Do you know, and I give today, I give to you the gospel, I give to you the good news, because my heart's desire is to see you go to heaven. I really want that, and that's the best present I can give you of all. I'm not a rich man, and if I could, I'd send you all a card with money, but I can't. But today, Audioboo, my present to you is this, is that the Bible is true, and that God does love you. And I want to thank you for all the messages of support and all the prayer requests. Keep them coming, because I do pray, because I do care. Okay, remember God's promises to you. If you give, what you give shall be given back to you even 100 times. Over. This is James Glory, getting a bit emotional. Huddersfield, West Yorkshire in the north of England on this Christmas Eve. Hallelujah. Bless you.